Everyone in Nacogdoches knew Tommy's come to some bad end. Well, Sheriff caught him stealing chickens and such by the time that he was 10. And one day his daddy took a $10 bill and tucked it in his hand. He said, I could tell you headed for trouble, son, and your mama wouldn't understand. So he took that money and his brother's old band and left for that word thanks. Fell in with a crowd in some border town and it took to robbing banks. Fast and fears came to win. Tis trapped in an alley in Abilene, and all before she said. I realized praying was the only thing that he had never tried. Well, he wasn't sure that he knew quite how, but he looked up to the sky. Said, you don't know me nothing, far as I know, Lord, don't know nothing to you. And I ain't asking for a miracle, Lord, just a little bit of luck to do. Ain't no, I ain't never prayed before, but it always seemed to me that praying's the same as begging, Lord, and I don't take no charity. Yeah, right now, Lord, when we're back to the wall, can't help but recall how the damn near hung with the ceiling house in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Judge Parker said guilty, the gavel came down just like a cannon shot. I went away quietly and I began to file and plot. They sent the preacher down to my cell and said, the Lord is your only hope. He's the only friend that you're gonna have when you hit the end of Parker's Road. I guess he could have kept on preaching to Christmas, but he turned his back on me. And I put a homemade blade to that golden throat and asked the deputy for the key. Some help from you, Lord, and the devil himself has been strictly touch and go. Yeah, but who in the hell am I talking to? There ain't no one here but me. And then he cocked both his pistols and he spit in dirt, and he walked out in the street.